Hello and welcome to my first ever podcast. My name's Matt Wildman and this podcast is called The Wonderful World of Wildman. I suppose I'd better explain this really. About a week ago I discovered Mugglecast, which is one of, if not the greatest podcast ever made. Find it www.mugglenet.com/mugglecast, all one word. It's for Harry fans, so if you're not a Harry Potter fan, you don't know how to spell Muggle, and it won't interest you anyway. If you are a Harry Potter fan and it will interest you, then you know how to spell Muggle. I discovered this podcast and I've always aspired to work with some kind of radio or, you know, some kind of audio way of voicing my opinions. I mean, I know I like to write and everything like that, but there are some times when I've got to express things in words, you know. There's no simple way to explain it. I just have to say things verbally, because saying things linguistically, I don't know if that's the right way, even though I'm a linguist myself in terms of my university degree, I don't know if that's the right way, but in terms of saying things out loud and saying things through word, I have to I have to say things through words. Anyway, yes, so I aspire to be a podcaster, and this is what I'm trying to do. This will probably never make it to where I will. The point of the podcast, I've talked about this with my cousin Lauren, who's as interested in things such as the media as I am, and so she's probably going to be definitely going to be one member of this podcast aside from me. And I know it's called The Wonderful World of Wildman, but this is sort of my podcast. I mean, it definitely isn't mine because I'm the only one doing it, but this is sort of my podcast anyway. But she will be providing a lot of insight and stuff like that, depending on whether we actually start this thing or not. I've advertised for members, my friends really, because we have a lot to discuss and we can just get right down to the bantering and things like that. I will introduce subjects, and the thing that I hope will happen is that we will banter about things and we will do it in a comedic fashion. That is all I'm concerned about. My concern is that, well, firstly, I achieve one of my dreams, which is on some kind of audio broadcast, be it radio, podcast, whatever, that I have the chance to barter with people and just to, I say my idea, they say theirs, and we have witty remarks towards each other and all that sort of crap. And the second point is that, oh God, I can't remember. I'm slightly intoxicated, by the way, in case you didn't realise. So the second point I've forgotten. I just want to get this thing broadcast. I want to have members. I want to be able to say to the world, this is what I think, this is what my friends think. I do remember the second point. The second point is that I want it to be in a comedic fashion. Most of what we say shouldn't and won't be serious. I mean, I'm not to say that everything won't be serious. There will be some serious issues raised and some serious points of view discussed, but in all honesty, this is purely for entertainment. This isn't for my own personal benefit, although one of my one of my dreams is to be on some kind of audio broadcast. But this is basically just my way of saying I want to entertain the masses. You are the masses. Do you find this funny? Do you find this entertaining? Or do you find it dull and drab and all like that? I mean, I know at the moment it's dull and drab, but this is just an explanation. Anyway, to get onto the main discussion, which isn't exactly a discussion because I'm on my own, a couple of things. First thing, this is all related to tonight, by the way. The first thing is, I presented this idea to my friend that would you willingly take the place of a hobo, you know, a homeless person, for the day? Now, my argument is this, that yes, I would. I mean, as a university student at the moment, I suffer many different trials, many different, you know, I sort of, people tell me to, well, they don't tell me to do things, that's just ridiculous. Nobody tells me what to do. No, but seriously, people expect things from me and all that kind of crap. And I'm trying not to swear, by the way. Crap isn't a swear word, really. And if you find offence to this, well, don't listen to it. But no, I'm doing my best not to swear. And if I get other members on, I mean, Lauren's definitely up for it. I will make sure she doesn't swear, and any other people. And once I get better at this whole audio recording thing, I will edit and bleep things out. But yeah. The idea of being a hobo for a day is the idea of having freedom for a day. You have, as a student, you have so many things imposed upon you. You have people openly discuss your future, where you're heading. People criticize you in terms of both exams and just your academic prowess. People base judgments on you, what they think you'll be, what they think you'll achieve, and of course you have to meet those judgments, otherwise the person making the judgments, more likely than not parents, will be disappointed. And of course it's every child's fear. Well, that's the step. It's my fear of, one of my greatest fears is, one of my greatest fears is to be a disappointment, that's the word. It's to disappoint my parents, and of course, that stress is upon you at university and all things like that. It's hard not to be a... It's hard to act yourself when you know that if yourself is someone that enjoys the party life but also enjoys work but not to that extent, you don't be yourself because you are desperately trying to achieve the potential that people have placed upon you. You did not say that this is your potential, other people did, but now of course you're the one who's going to suffer the consequences, so you're the one who has to live up to the hype that everyone else has decided you will be. Arouse, and if you don't, it's all down to you. So someone decides what you should do, but they aren't to blame if you don't do it, you are. And so the idea of being a hobo for a day, which is a bizarre concept in itself, is just the fact that you have nobody, you are on your own, you are living on the streets. And I know that is a dreary life, it's a horrible life. Poverty is a horrible thing to endure. I wouldn't know, but I assume it is. But that it's be free to not have to base your life on what people expect of you is a it is something that at least I know. I'm not sure about any other students, but it's something that I would agree to. Be a hobo for a day. Live the easy life, you know. Sorry, I'm so hiccup there. Live the easy life, you know, be who you want to be, you know, you can stand around playing an acoustic guitar for God knows how long, just earning, and only earn like £3 in worth of 10p's, you know, it's just the freedom to do what you want without having these people behind your back saying you should do this if you want to become what we think you should become. So that's my discussion. Any discussions in the future with other cast members that I hope will join will be better, but on my own, I can't exactly debate against myself. I can't say, well, Matt, that's an interesting idea, but I can argue against that. Yes, Matt, but you're arguing, yeah, I can't. Another discussion with self is the idea of bros before hoes. yeah, that sounds a bit stupid. No, but seriously, I had a discussion with that. I did tonight want to get with somebody, but a good friend of mine has feelings for this person. I won't disclose who, obviously, I'm not that cruel, but this person has feelings for them, and of course, what, not feelings as in they still love them or anything like that, feelings as in they don't want their friend, i.e. me, they don't want me to be that guy. They don't want me to be the person which gets with her, maybe lasting God knows how long. They would rather it be a stranger than a friend, because the friend, i.e. me, I should be on his side. Yes, I will disclose, is a man, because I'm not homosexual, I'm heterosexual. There is nothing wrong with homosexuality. People who say there is something wrong with homosexuality are wrong in themselves, because this is human instinct, and there is nothing wrong with human instinct and human behaviour and human feelings and feelings such as emotion and love. You cannot help who you love, you cannot help who you feel close to, and so you cannot impose your beliefs on other people if your beliefs stand on the basis of love and you are saying we believe in love but not your love, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I am heterosexual. This is the bro is a man, and the hoe, even though she isn't one, is a woman, just to clarify. And he doesn't exactly have feelings for her, but the fact that she is an ex of his, she is someone who he someone who he spent time with, someone who he had feelings for, he doesn't seem, he is not happy that one of his friends would try and attempt to establish the relationship that he couldn't, in a way. I mean, he is with a fantastic person at the moment, but still, it is bros before hoes, and he said to me, I don't want you doing what you want to do with her, because that would go against our friendship. And I did have to say, good point. I mean, I did have to say that it is bros before hoes. I mean, people cannot be best friends with someone and then as soon as an ulterior motive arrives say, I know your best mate and all, but get lost. I know this may be a touchy subject for you, but I want this to happen. I think you can do that, but it's wrong. A friend that you've known for much longer than the girl, if he or she were to say, don't do this, don't chase this person for me, you should do it because... Well, that's just fairness, isn't it? I mean, you can't just say, yeah, you are my friend, you've been my friend for a year, but this girl is hot and I want to get with her. You can't say things like that. You have to follow the bros before hoes thing. And that's my view anyway. If you want to say your own piece about this, regardless, I mean, I doubt anyone will listen to this, but if you do want to say your own piece, then by all means do. I'll give you contact information at the end, because I've even gone that far. Well, I say I've gone that far, I'll just tell you my email address, but and then I can discuss it like on the next episode that I may release, and even and then maybe someone else will be here with me and we can discuss it and we can make it more entertaining, more informative, more non-biased. I mean, all you're hearing is what I think. I mean, that's not the best way to hear an opinion. You have to hear other views and other problems and other agendas and other ideas and evidence and all that crap. So
yeah, anyway.
I have a few sections that I want to be part of this thing. The first one is Institution Watch. I suggested this to Lauren. She's not obviously part of this episode, but Institution Watch is whatever institution you are at, where you're being schooled. So it could be high school, it could be college, it could be university. College being in England, college is the last 2 years of an American high school, and university is an American college. Let's put that if you didn't understand that, now you do. University is my institution, and Institution Watch states that this is supposed to be funny. I'll try and make it. Institution Watch today has established that many students of Bangor University enjoy going out, socialising and drinking. And when they get home, they enjoy changing their ideas and staying in, socialising and drinking. I've interviewed a lot of people about this idea, about how to enjoy uni, and most of them replied, "University friggin' rocks, man." That was the usual. This is terrible. I will not perfect it. No one can be perfect, but I will make this better. I'm just suggesting things off the cuff here. I did want to introduce Ridiculous Fact of the Week, but for some reason I forgot to actually find a ridiculous fact, so I shall Google it now. I actually Googled insane facts rather than ridiculous facts, but the idea is the same. Good, there's nothing here. Preparation is the key to everything. I cannot stress this enough now that I've discovered. Here's one. This is ridiculous fact of the day. Many years ago in Scotland, a new game was invented. It was ruled gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, and thus the word golf entered the English language. That would be an interesting fact, except that in my humble opinion, golf is utterly rubbish. It is awful, especially to watch on TV. Who would put themselves through that? And now someone is standing still, judging on how to hit a ball towards a hole. You know, it's ridiculous. But well, there you go. That's how golf originated. I doubt these are true, to be honest. But it claimed to be. And it says, and the last one is true. So maybe the rest are just stupid, but let's just read the the third fact is, it is impossible to lick your elbow, which is true, because it said the last fact is true, but that's just it's stupid. The last fact is, at least 75% of people who read this will try to lick their elbow. Obviously, that means 75% of people are completely insane and have not tried this already. I am sure that at least 75% of the people who have been born since 2007 have tried to lick their elbow and realised they can't, because the first thing they heard when they arrived out of the woman into the real world was, you can't lick your elbow, and they all tried it. Babies are capable of doing a great many amazing things, but licking their elbow is not one of them, and they'll discover that it is not a skill that comes with time or practice. So I'm upset that this page of ridiculous facts, only the last one is said to be true, and it is the stupidest one, and it is obviously directed at complete idiots. But, well, there you go. It's nice to laugh at people who don't know what the oh god, I swore. Oh no. Oh, I will have to edit that. I'm sorry. The third section is things I hate about life. Now, if you know me, you know that I do enjoy to write, and I also enjoy to complain. And years ago on Bebo, I posted blogs just detailing the fragments of my life that may seem of interest to people, even though they were totally mundane and dire, and they were just the most horrible things to read ever. But I did create a section called Things I Hate About Life, where I picked out things that are common in everyday life, and I complained about them. And, oh god, oh, I'm sorry, I'm hiccuping all over the place. And, these weren't just things that I found these were things I just found annoying and infuriating, but they are things that occur in, well, pretty much everyday life anyway. And so I wrote these, and I had a lot of people telling me, oh, this is hilarious, do more, and I did. And I stopped, because I stopped going on Bebo, and then I brought it back for Facebook a few days ago, and I decided this would be a regular segment on my podcast, because I wanted it to be. And people have said that these are some of the finest things I've ever written, which is a nice gesture in saying that I can write fine things, but not a nice gesture in saying that out of all the novels I've tried to write, the best thing I've ever written is me complaining about stuff that annoys me. Anyway, this Things I Hate About Life is about, I don't want to do that one because that's kind of rubbish. Oh, in fact, most of them are kind of rubbish. Oh my god. Should I do that one? No, I shouldn't do that one. Let's do this one. Things I hate about life on this episode are ringtones. Oh, I despise them. Everybody in the whole world with an IQ above 3 despises at least the Crazy Frog ringtone. There is no reason to go on about that. And if you look over the internet about the Crazy Frog, I admit, I can assure you 90% of what people say is negative. It is just the most stupid thing in the world. But Crazy Frog aside, there are 3 things that really grind my gears about ringtones. One is this rubbish attempted comedy ringtones. 2 are ringtone adverts that you see on TV, and 3 are people that play their ringtones. Okay, let's go into the first is simple. Some idiots decide to create a hilarious ringtone featuring, for example, the greatest comedy sketch duo, Andy and Lou from Little Britain. If you don't know it, don't watch it. Oh my god, every episode is half an hour of your life you will never get back, and you will shame yourself for it. They have quotes for popular television shows and popular comedy, and it's just ridiculous. It's like, these are catchphrases that are the most overused catchphrases in the world. Little Britain, they have this one thing where this guy in a wheelchair says, and his carer, the guy in the wheelchair says, "I want that one." And then the carer says, "You sure you want that one?" "Yeah, I want that one." "Okay, I'll get you that one." And as soon as he's gone through some arduous process of buying this thing for this guy in a wheelchair, the guy in a wheelchair just then turns around and goes, "I don't like it." And I admit that was sort of funny in the first episode, but like in the 100th episode, they've repeated in every single episode. In the 100th, it is just the most, it's the worst thing one could ever hear. And it, what's worse than that is the fact that as well as these comedy ringtones, you have these people at parties that do impressions. They just stand there for hours on end going, "I want that one, I want that one, I want that one," doing a really terrible, well, no, it's a good impression as in it's a likeness of the voice, but the fact that it is an impression of such a sketch, oh, it is just painful. The second is, of course, adverts for ringtones. Who are these idiots who spend about 3 minutes going, "Oh, what hilarious ringtones. You can have the amazing Crazy Frog, top of the charts this week, for just 50p. Text Frog to 80808. That's Frog to 80808. Yes, Frog to 80808. That's Frog to 80808. That's Frog." Go on for minutes more, and you're just waiting for the second half of your favourite show to begin. But all it is this advert going on and on with your text Frog to 80808 for the latest hilarious ringtones. They laugh even though they know it's not funny. They're just, the only funny thing about this advert that they can see is that they're being paid to record it, and that's why they're laughing. Lastly, are the, oh god, if I could swear I would, the people on buses and trains and all sorts of methods of public transport that get out their phones and cycle through their ringtones to show off their catalogue of high-pitched tat and hope that you will be in some way jealous by it. They say things like, "Oh, I've got this Ibiza theme," and play some long, boring, ear-splitting tone. While the two of them, like if you're talking to a friend, the two of them who's, their friend's an equally idiotic person, they just sit there and giggle like, "Oh, it's a funny tone, yeah." And some, oh god, one time on the bus, some idiot woman was sat in front of me. And it's quiet, it's peaceful, I'm enjoying it, and then suddenly her phone goes off, and it's the Crazy Frog ringtone with the music. The worst thing about it was not that she had the Crazy Frog, but that she refused to answer her phone because it was the Crazy Frog. She sat there listening to it, turning to everyone that would pay a blind bit of attention, saying, "Oh, it's that silly frog from the telly, isn't he funny?" No, no, he is not! Oh. The ringtones are the worst things ever. And my phone is constantly on silent. It's just on vibrate. I would have it on permanent silent, but I need to know when people are trying to contact me. So it's on vibrate, and to be honest, from a vibrating phone is a hell of a lot more entertaining than that was things I hate but love about this pod. What will become of this podcast? Well, I just wanted to put my message out there. I mean, I know this podcast doesn't have a particular subject. I know there's no area of expertise that every listener, or two of you, every listener might link together with, but I just felt, I spent hours trying to think of what to use as my subject of podcast, and I just thought, well, I'll just do me, you know? I mean, yeah, it, But there are a few things that need noting. I mean, I was thinking of doing all sorts to, I was thinking of all sorts of subjects, movies, film, TV, I mean, especially subjects such as Harry Potter, which of course, like I said about MuggleCast, is the first way, it's the first podcast I ever listened to, it's by far the best. But I thought, no, I have a lot to say, and none of it is relevant to any of the rest. So I'm just going to make a podcast which is me talking and other people talking once I can script them. And just talking about stuff and hoping that it's entertaining for you listening. That's all I want. My hopes of this are just that, well, my real hopes it becomes a global phenomenon and I get to travel all over the world doing podcasts like the MuggleCast crew do, but that's unlikely to happen. I just want to get my message out. I want to show to the world that I can do this. I want to show that I can produce something that is my own work and is not influenced by anybody and may be enjoyable to at least one person. That is my hope. Contact information, you can contact me, email me at mattwildman55, that's mattwildman55, altogether, no hyphens or underscores or anything, at hotmail.com. That's the only contact information I'm willing to give. You can send me letters, but it's, why would you bother, you know? If you want to know my address, it's going to change by the end of the year anyway, but it's 49 Orme Road, which is O-R-M-E, Bangor, which is B-A-N-G-O-R, Gwynedd, which is G-W-Y-N-E-D-D, Wales, which is W-A-L-E-S, L-L-5-7-1-A-Y, if that's of any interest to you. That's the end of my first episode, but it is on, I will put it online, okay, I promise, I will put it online, and I'll put it online straight away, but in terms of how this podcast is going to align and what people will be involved and all that crap, crap is not a bad word. I doubt this is going to be anything like what the rest is like. Once I've got people on it and once we've actually got things to discuss, then it will be different. But so far as this one episode is confirmed, I can't even get my words out. I am quite intoxicated, which I say that because small kids that may be listening will understand it, and adults will, and they'll understand the pain I'm going through. But, in terms of just this one episode, this is the end of my first ever podcast. It's the end of my first ever recorded piece of comedic entertainment. I say that loosely because it wasn't that comedic. This is a first try for me, and once I get into the feel for it, and once I have people to barter with, then banter, even not barter, not selling or buying anything from, banter with, I will probably come into my own. But in terms of just speaking into the microphone attached to my laptop, this isn't the funniest of situations. One of my earphones just dropped out of my ear, by the way, if there was a bang and you wondered what it was. So this is my first podcast thing, and I know the I'm learning how to do this thanks to WikiHow. You know, Wikipedia is the greatest thing ever invented, and WikiHow is a good subcategory of that. But I'm learning how to do this from WikiHow, and it says record, like, make sure you're experienced, and record like 5 episodes before you record your proper first one. But to be honest, that just seems a little fake to me. That seems like it just seems like people are trying their best to sound as professional as possible, even though they didn't quite start out like that. They're trying to sound like they were always like this, and they will never not be like this, and all that. Let me just check how long have you been blabbing on. Oh, 35 minutes. That's quite good. Okay, so 35 minutes is a decent amount of time for a first attempt, for a first podcast, for a first anything. Depending on the context, 35 minutes is quite a very good time for a first something. But adults will again understand that, and children. I mean, first time you managed to colour in between the lines. I'm Matt Wildman, and this is The Wonderful World of Wildman, episode 1, also known as Matt Wildman and the Disastrous First Episode. Thanks for listening.